Welcome to this Advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on stretching a jungle drum bass and adding crunchy sampler texture. In this session, we're going after that classic drum and bass energy where the breaks feel elastic, wide, and alive, but still punch hard and stay controlled. The goal is not to wreck your master with distortion. We're building a smart parallel texture setup and a mastering style drum bass chain that gives you grit, movement, and that resampled hardware flavor. Think of it like this. The main drum bass gives you the punch. The stretch layer gives you motion, and a crunchy sampler layer gives you attitude. When those three work together, your drums start sounding printed, not just programmed. First, get your routing right. Put all of your drums into a dedicated drum bus group. That means kick, snare, tops, breaks, percussion, ghost hits, and fills. If your session is a little more complex, separate the drums into main drums, break layer, and fills or FX. That gives you much more control when you start processing the group like a mastering chain. Before you add anything, check your gain staging. Ideally, the drum bus should be peaking around -8 to -6 dBFS before heavy processing. If the raw drums are already too hot, pull them down with utility or clip gain. This matters because the crunch and saturation stages will behave way better when they're not being slammed from the start. Now let's build the stretch layer. This is where the jungle character starts to appear. Instead of just looping the break normally, duplicate the break or drum loop and turn it into a parallel stretched version. Make sure warp is on. For a smoother, more smeared vibe, try Complex Pro. For more chop transient energy, beats can work really well. Stretch the clip to about 110 to 130% of its original length. Then go in and adjust the warp markers by ear. What you want is for the snare hits to stay anchored, while the ghost notes smear a little and the hats and shuffle feel dragged in a musical way. That slightly rubbery movement underneath the main drums is a huge part of the jungle feel. If you want a different flavor, load the break into simpler. Try slice mode if you want chopped break behavior, or classic if you want a more stretched loop feel. You can even transpose it down 1 to 3 semitones for extra weight. Just keep this layer low in the mix. Usually, it should sit somewhere around 12 to 20 dB below the main drum bus, just enough that you feel the motion when it's there and miss it when it's gone. Next, we're going to make the crunchy sampler texture layer. This is the old-school resampled, slightly abused, hardware-ish part of the sound. You can do this on a return track or an audio track, depending on whether you want parallel control or committed sound. A really solid chain here is utility, saturator, redux, drum bus, EQ8, and compressor. Start with utility just to set the gain sensibly. Keep the layer controlled and not too wide if the mix starts getting messy. Then go into saturator. This is your first color stage. A good starting point is around 3 to 8 dB of drive with soft clip turn on. Compensate the output so you're level matching, not just making it louder. If you want a darker DNB vibe, analog clip mode can sound great with a modest amount of drive. After that, add redux for the sampler grime. This is where you get that crunchy digital edge. Try bit reduction around 12 to 14 bits. Keep sample rate reduction subtle and start with a dry slash wet somewhere around 10 to 30%. The key here is restraint. You want texture and bite, not ugly aliasing that kills the transients. Then bring in drum bus. This device is excellent for this style. Use a small amount of drive, maybe 5 to 20%. Add a little crunch, but not too much. Keep boom very subtle or off unless you specifically want extra low-end bloom. If the layer needs more attack, raise transient a bit. If the top gets fizzy, use damp to tame it. For jungle and rolling DNB, a little crunch goes a long way. After that, shape the layer with EQ8. High pass it around 120 to 200 Hz so it doesn't pile up in the low end. If it sounds boxy, dip around 250 to 500 Hz. If the aliasing is brittle, take a little off above 8 to 10 kHz. And if you want the texture to emphasize snare crack, a small bump around 2 to 4 kHz can help, but keep it subtle because this is exactly the zone where crunchy layers can get shouty fast. Finish the texture chain with a compressor. Use it to stabilize the layer rather than crush it. A ratio between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release around 50 to 120 milliseconds, and about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction is a good starting point. You want controlled movement, not obvious pumping unless the groove really wants it. Now move to the main drum bus. This is your core drum sound, and it should stay punchy and clean enough to carry the track. A good chain here is a EQ8, glue compressor, saturator, drum bus, and utility. Start with EQ8 to clean things up. High pass only if needed, usually somewhere around 20 to 30 Hz. If the loop feels cloudy, make a tiny cut around 250 to 400 Hz. If the snare needs more bite, add a small presence boost around 2 to 5 Khz. If the hats are too sharp, a gentle cut around 7 to 10 Khz can help. Keep every move small. On a drum bus, even 1 or 2 dB can make a big difference. Next comes glue compressor. This is where you get bus cohesion. Try a 2 to 1 ratio, attack around 10 milliseconds, and either auto release or about 0.3 seconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That should glue the kick, snare, and brake together without flattening the groove. If the brake feels too spiky, you can slightly adjust the attack or release, but don't overcompress it. DNB drums need life. Then add saturator for density and perceived loudness. Keep the drive modest, around 1 to 4 dB, and use soft clip. Again, level match the output so you're hearing tone, not just volume. For a darker roller feel, this is often enough to make the bus sound thicker and more expensive. After that, use drum bus to add a bit more energy. Drive around 5 to 10% is usually enough. Transient can go from 10 to 25% if the kick and snare need more snap. Keep boom low unless you really want extra low-end resonance. If the drums need more attack, push transient before reaching for more compression. Finish with utility, so you can control the overall drum bus level and make sure you're not clipping the master. The idea is to leave room for your bass and sub, while still keeping the drums aggressive and forward. Now blend the stretch and crunch layers back into the main drum bus, either through routing or return tracks. A good starting point is to treat the main drum bus as your reference at 0 dB. Place the stretch layer around negative 15 dB, and the crunch layer around negative 18 dB. Then bring them up slowly. The best test is simple: mute them one at a time. If the track gets smaller when they're muted, that's a good sign. If the effect becomes obvious on its own, it's probably too loud. If the stretched or crunchy layers start stepping on the kick and sub, add sidechain discipline. Use compressor or a shaper, sidechain from the kick, and keep it light and fast. Usually 1 to 3 dB of reduction is enough. The goal is to protect the low end without killing the motion of the texture layers. At this point, it's a great idea to resample the drum bus. This is a very jungle move, and it helps print the sound into something that feels more committed and playable. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling or route from the drum bus, and record 8 to 16 bars. Then consolidate the best section and edit it. You can pull out reverse hits, half-bar dropouts, chopped endings, or little stutters for fills. This is especially useful for transitions into drops or for changing up the arrangement in the middle of a tune. Now do a few mastering style checks. First, hit mono with utility set to 0% width and make sure the kick, snare, and crunch still feel solid. Then check the low end. The stretched layers should not be muddying the 60 to 150 Hz area, and the drum bus should not be fighting the sub. Finally, bypass the whole chain and compare. Ask yourself whether it sounds harder, more expensive, and still clear. If it only sounds better because it's louder, bring it back down and level match properly. For arrangement, use the texture like a musical tool. In the intro, you can let the stretch layer play by itself through a filter so it smears in gradually. In the drop, bring in the full crunch layer with the main break and the full kick and snare impact. In mid-drop sections, automate small changes in redux sample rate, saturator drive, or filter movement to keep the loop feeling alive. In breakdowns, high-pass the crunchy texture more aggressively and let the sub breathe while reverse tails create tension. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overcrunch the whole drum bus, because you'll lose contrast. Don't compress the transient so hard that the snare stops cracking. Don't let stretched breaks build up too much in the low mids, especially around 200 to 500 Hz. And don't forget to level match every stage, because loudness can trick you into thinking something is better when it's really just louder. For a darker, heavier DNB vibe, favor soft clipping and modest saturation. High pass the texture layers more aggressively, sometimes even around 150 to 200 Hz, so the sub stays savage and clean. You can also add subtle pitch movement or automation to the stretched layer to make it feel more sinister. And don't be afraid to resample through slightly ugly processes on purpose. A little control damage is part of the aesthetic. Here's a really good practice exercise. Take a basic amen style break and a kick snare pattern, then build three layers: a clean main drum bus, a stretched parallel break layer, and a crunchy resampled texture layer. Loop 16 bars, stretch the duplicate to around 120%. Process it with saturator, redux, EQ8, and compressor and blend it under the main drums. On the main bus, use EQ8, glue compressor, saturator, and drum bus. Then resample the full result and create one reverse fill, one half bar dropout, and one bar ending variation. If the track still works when you mute each layer but just feels smaller, you've nailed it. So to recap, you've built a jungle and DNB drum bus treatment in Ableton Live 12 that combines stretch texture, crunchy, sampler coloration, and mastering style bus control. Keep the main drums punchy, use parallel layers for character, shape everything with the stock devices, and always check mono, low end, and level matching. If you want, I can also turn this into a macro-mapped audio effect rack version or build a full DNB mastering chain that sits after the drum bus.